Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a break edit that actually does something for a drum and bass track. Not just a loop, not just chopped audio, but a proper think break switch up Titan that feels intentional, musical, and ready to carry a transition or a drop. The big idea here is simple. In DNB, the break is not background, it's a lead element. It needs phrasing, tension, movement, and control. If you get this right, your drums stop sounding like a sample loop and start sounding like a real performance. We're doing this from scratch in Ableton Live 12, using a think break as the source. And the focus is on sampling workflow, so we're talking slicing, warping, groove, layering, transient control, and making space for the sub so the whole thing hits clean. First, choose your think break and drag it into an audio track. Before you do any fancy editing, get the clip warped properly. If the break has a lot of tonal tail or room sound, try Complex Pro. If it's more percussive and dry, beats can work really well. Now set the clip start so the first clean transient lands right on the grid. That part matters more than people think. You do not want to immediately force the entire break into a robot grid. The whole point of a think break is that it has a bit of life in it, so the move is to lock the important hits first, usually the main kick and snare, and let some of the hats swing and ghost note feel stay natural. A good rule here is, fix the pocket first, not every tiny detail. If the break drifts, correct the big hits, then clean up the rest only where needed. That's how you keep the character without losing the tightness. Next, we're going to slice the break into a drum rock so we can play it like an instrument. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. You can slice by transients if the break is already pretty well-defined, or by 1/8 notes if you want a more even chop. Put the slices into a drum rock and keep the original break muted on a duplicate track underneath. That duplicate is your reference. It helps a lot, because you can always compare your edited version to the source and make sure you're not destroying the groove. A good habit here is to rename your pads as you go. Kick, snare, ghost, hat, crash tail, whatever makes sense. Organized sessions make better edits, and that's especially true in DNB, where you're often building a drum performance from fragments rather than just looping a phrase. Now let's build the foundation. Start with a clean 2-bar MIDI clip. Place the strongest kick and snare slices first. This is your frame. Your main snare should still feel like the classic DNB backbeat, but leave room for the original break accents to breathe. Don't overdo the kick. If the break already has a strong low-end hit, reinforce it with a short punch rather than stacking more sub. In DNB, too much kick weight in the break can step on the actual bassline, and then the whole arrangement feels muddy. For velocity, think in ranges rather than exact values. Your main hits can live around 95 to 120, while ghost notes can sit lower, maybe 35 to 70. And if the groove feels stiff, don't be afraid to nudge some notes slightly late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. That tiny push-pull can make the rhythm feel way more human. Now comes the Titan part, and this is where a lot of people go too hard. Instead of brute force quantizing everything, use groove. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing feel, or extract groove from the original break if it has a nice pocket. Apply it lightly. We're talking gentle timing movement, maybe 10 to 35%, with a little velocity shaping if needed. You want the break to stay alive. If you flatten all the micro timing, you lose the identity of the sample. And in jungle influence DNB, that identity is half the magic. If one of the snares feels like it's jumping out too much, pull it back manually instead of overcompressing the whole thing. Sometimes the cleanest fix is just clip gain or a tiny timing adjustment that keeps your drum bus processing consistent and stops you from overworking the chain just to tame one hit. Now let's add reinforcement. Use a second drum layer or another drum rack chain for transient support. That could be a short kick sample for attack, a crisp snare or clap for snap, or a hat layer for extra top-end clarity. This is where stock Ableton tools shine. Put drum bus on your drum bus and start subtle. A little drive, a little crunch, maybe a touch of boom if the break needs body, and transient if the original source feels soft. You're not trying to destroy the break, you're trying to make it feel focused and current. If things get boxy or ringy, use EQ8. Cut what doesn't need to be there, especially low rumble on layers that should stay clean. If the snare feels muddy, a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz can help. If the hats need more air, a gentle top shelf can open them up. And here's a really important teacher note. Keep the break like a lead part, not background drums. Decide what the statement hit is in each bar. What is the listener supposed to feel right now? That decision will shape the edit more than any plugin. Once the foundation is solid, we build the switch up. A switch up is not just a fill. It's a rephrasing of the rhythm. So instead of running the exact same two bars over and over, give the phrase a shape. A solid four-bar structure could be this. Bars 1 and 2 are the full groove, bar 3 drops the main kick, but keeps the ghost notes and hats moving, and bar 4 brings in a fill, a reverse slice, or a snare drag into the next section. That negative space is huge. Sometimes removing one important hit creates more tension than adding three new ones. A tiny gap before a snare or a kick can make the next hit feel massive. You can also automate the break track with clip envelopes. Try a low-pass filter that darkens the groove over the last bar, or a small volume dip before the downbeat to make the return feel bigger. Then open the filter back up right on the drop or the phrase change. That contrast is what gives the switch-up impact. A reverse slice can work beautifully here too. Just keep it short. The goal is tension and direction, not chaos. For more character, shape the break with stock FX. Auto filter is great for movement. Use a modest resonance and automate the cutoff from dark to open over a couple bars. Saturator can add controlled grit, and if you want a little more edge, dynamic tube can sit subtly before the saturation or drum bus stage. Use utility as a reality check. Make sure the low end is centered and mono enough, especially if this break is going to live under a heavy bass line. In D&B, the top can be wide and exciting, but the bottom has to stay disciplined. Now let's talk about the part that makes or breaks the whole thing, space for the sub and bass line. A tight break can still fail if it fights the low end, so keep the sub on its own track and clean up the break bus with EQ8. If the sample has rumble you don't need, high pass it gently. Often somewhere between 80 and 140 Hz is enough, depending on the source. If the bass line is a Reese or an Euro style part, pay extra attention to the low mids. That's where drums and bass can start masking each other. Sometimes a subtle compressor keyed from the kick or sub can help if the groove is crowded, but keep it light. You want the break to breathe, not pump itself into oblivion. In arrangement terms, this kind of edit is perfect for a pre-draw pickup or a 16-bar lift. For example, in a 174 BPM roller, you might let the break switch up carry the energy into bar 15, then let the sub come back clean on bar 17. That reset makes the drop feel bigger without needing more sound design. Now add one signature moment. Just one. This is where the edit becomes memorable. Maybe it's a 1/16 stutter on the last snare. Maybe it's a ghost note pickup before the backbeat. Maybe it's a reversed crash, or a short silence right before the downbeat. You do not need 5 tricks. One strong move is better than a bunch of random ones. And if you want that darker, more atmospheric D&B feel, a brief dropout into reverb tail or ambience can make the next hit slam harder. Let the listener lean in for a second, then hit them. At this point, print the result. Resample the edit to audio. This is a big step because it lets you commit to the groove and stop tweaking forever. Print one version that's a little fuller and more musical and another that's tighter and drier for club use. Then audition both in context with the actual bass line, atmospheres, and impacts. This is where the truth comes out. A break can sound amazing alone and still fall apart in the full arrangement. If that happens, simplify before you process more. Usually the fix is fewer layers, cleaner low end, or less busy phrasing. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't overquantize the whole break. Keep the swing where it matters. Second, don't let low end rumble stack up. Keep the sub separate and trim the break layers that don't need bottom. Third, don't pile on too many layers. One solid break, one reinforcement layer, and maybe one texture layer is often enough. And fourth, don't process before the groove is right. Timing first, tone second. If you want to push this further, try making 3 versions from the same break. One club-tight version, with the cleanest timing, strongest kick and snare support, and minimal extras. One organic version that keeps more swing, more ghost notes, and softer processing. And one switch-up version with a reverse element, a silence or a gap, and a fill at the end. That's a great exercise, because it trains you to hear the same source in different arrangement roles. And that's really the mindset here. You're not just editing a break, you're designing drum behavior for the track. So remember the core workflow. Slice the break cleanly. Preserve the natural swing. Reinforce the important hits with subtle layers. Shape the switch up through phrasing, not clutter. Keep the sub and break from fighting. And once it works, resample it. Do that, and your break stops sounding like looped samples and starts sounding like actual D&B drum performances. Tight, dark, and ready to carry a drop. All right, let's get into the session and build that edit.